It's the cold, yeah. We stick to the cold, yeah.
Hey, Wine, what it is, man? Welcome back to the Stick to the Cold podcast. It's your boy Ayo. And look, man, we here with the second of my motherfucking co-hosts, Jeremy, my girl Tony.
Woo, I know you putting the claps in. Woo.
We'll put the claps in.
Put the little claps in, yes.
I'm trying to see what I can do.
Hello, hello. It's your girl Tony, Miss Tone, if you ask.
Hi. You coming in wild from the get-go. She like, all dumb. Like,
you got to be, yeah.
That's how I'm coming. That's how I be doing.
You have the wine thing, so I have to like a, gotta, I need a catchphrase too.
Gotta do
thing. Exactly.
Like, it's the Tony and the eye. I don't know.
That's what she said now.
What you talking about? With shit, man. Look, yeah. It's New Year. Shit popping out. What's your New Year was looking like?
My New Year was real quiet. I tried to determine between going out to the clubs or like if I was gonna stay in the house, but COVID.
Yeah.
COVID. I was also supposed to go home, but it was COVID here. It was COVID there. It was COVID everywhere. So I just kind of stayed. It's been chill. I've been a day off, 2 days off, like I mentioned before. Like, is today Thursday or is it Tuesday?
Yeah, it be.
Is it Saturday? What day is it?
It get like that. It's gonna be Tuesday when they hit this shit, but I think it's Thursday today for us.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes in my head every day.
Like what day? I be like that a little bit. I know shit. I'm just not getting back into the gym. Like when COVID first shit. Like I no gym. Like I just did at home workouts with some weights here.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, just not getting back to the gym. So like that's a big reason I gotta pay attention to that shit. Cause like knowing my workout days.
Oh, you have a schedule.
Yeah, you
know. Pretty organized.
Yeah,
like that.
I got to. And I'm doing the morning too.
Oh.
Like we going like we getting up at like 5:15.
So you hate yourself.
I love myself. That's why I'm getting up.
That's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing I don't enjoy sleep.
I like sleep a lot. But the thing is, if I work out in the evening, like I used to, you don't be feeling like doing nothing after that. Like, you know,
that's
you want to get a little rest out
of bed.
But you go ahead and get that early morning workout afterwards, after you finish work or whatever. It's just like, it's love. You can do whatever you feel like.
I'm going to let you do you.
I ain't saying I enjoy waking up in the morning. Don't
yeah,
get twisted.
Okay,
like, I'm
so
like,
you like waking up early.
Yeah, no, I ain't a morning person by no means.
No, what kind of sleep? I can't do that.
I need to get this done, so let me stay on top of it. I want to be sleep.
I definitely bought a gym membership. What day is today? The 13th. So I bought one maybe 8 days ago. Have I been? No.
It's not like you just did it like for fun. Like it's.
I did it because
I bought a gym
one of my old men paid for it.
Like
so.
Oh, you gotta look.
I told everyone that I was getting healthy this year and working out, and I'm accepting sponsorships for my gym membership, and then I got $50. So,
shit, I want some damn. I take sponsorships too. Like, shit, if she just letting y'all know that. You can send it to my
you can send it to my Cash
Venmo,
App,
Cash
Apple Pay.
App, whatever.
Well, he can't do Apple Pay because. But,
oh my God. Hey, I think you can Apple Pay me some money. I can get what's some Apple shit. I ain't got nothing Apple.
I know.
Like I was like Apple.
You can get like
iCloud,
an iPad.
I ain't got that.
No, you can get like an iPhone. No, you can get like a. I don't think they make iPods anymore.
I don't think. I don't know.
So if you like to Apple Pay, Ayo, you can send it to me and I'm gonna take my percentage.
I want my cash. I want my cash in my digital bank. You can hit me with that Cash App.
Zelle.
You guys know?
Okay.
That's like my personal shit. I got this to like phone numbers and stuff. I don't got no username.
You gotta
I can't
slip
get it to
email.
Y'all. You ain't got to send it to my Zelle. I don't got no Zelle username, so you got to send that shit to.
You got to slip an email.
Yeah. Like, send it to Stick to the Cold podcast. that would you fuck with me.
Right.
You got time to fuck flood in my shit. But, shit, man. That's what's up. Obviously, I feel like everybody's shit was kind of fucked. Unless you were just like, fuck it, I'm thugging.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's shit kind of got fucked up at the end.
Half of my sisters are doing that. Half of my sisters are like, no, stay in the house. So I'm just like, I'm a half thug it.
Like I said, like I told them before, I had to. Like, it was like, COVID. Oh, you know, sit down. As soon as I was on a little vacation, like.
They said, oh, you're
like,
going to
you think
you're gonna be on
chill.
Vacation.
Like, I had shit to do. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna sit here for fucking nothing. Wow, man. I was a little heated.
How was your job? Did they like respect that or
I was
how
on
would
vacation.
They okay oh,
like, I had booked a vacation.
True.
Like I was like on day two of my vacation. Like, oh
yeah,
no,
I do
you feel
recall.
COVID.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're gonna be at the house every day. It was an at home vacation. I wasn't going nowhere, but it was just like
oh, so you already had them two weeks off.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But it's fucking 2 weeks off. I wanted them 2 weeks off. Like I wanted to enjoy that shit.
I want to be out.
I
didn't want to
be like, oh, it's 2 weeks off, but I'm gonna sit in bed sick. Like, nah, that's garbage.
I feel you.
So that shit was straight. Well, man, fuck it. Let's go on. You ready to get this shit started?
We can definitely get this shit started because I feel like it kind of goes into it. And the reason why people's getting sick is because it's dry like burr outside.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we're going to go into the code word.
All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and get into the code word.
The code word of the week, I guess, is dry like burr. So I went to school in Maryland, and instead of saying it's brick, no, they would also say it's brick. But not really. Like, that's more of a New York kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, we...
don't tell me you don't know what is brick means.
I mean, I know it, like, we say brick, but, like, in the South, folks say, like, I feel like if somebody's saying it's brick in the South, we saying that because we heard like, some New York niggas saying that shit.
My bones are cold. Like, ain't no... That's... No, jaw like burr. Look, you even spelled it wrong. Jaw is it's either J-H-I or J-I-H. Jaw.
Like one, that don't even like that's where you fucked me up right there to begin. Jaw. Like, what the fuck is jaw?
Jaw like burr.
Jaw like you can just say it again, Cat, like, oh, jaw like burr.
Jaw like burr.
Je le veux. Like, you throw accent on that shit. I still don't get it.
Je le veux.
Yeah, je le veux.
Je le veux. Ooh, we can make a whole like language. I believe it is. Let's start it.
A language?
Yeah.
What you got?
This is gonna be the starting phrase. Jai like je le be.
I'm in my mind, like when you say it, we already like, know. Like fuck. Okay. Fuck. Say something else. I'm like jai like bri.
Jai like bri.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what to go
it
with.
It could be
this.
Like that's like oh, it's kind of like autumny. Like it's like windy.
Jai like bri. That's what jai like bri.
No, that's jai like bri. Remember, we're building. We're building.
A little bit cold.
Yeah.
Jai like birds when it's like.
Oh yeah. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck they come from?
I don't know.
You don't know shit.
I don't ask questions. I think it's okay. So Maryland is kind of split up where either you're in Baltimore or you're in Maryland. Like Baltimore is like its own little country inside of Maryland.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a Baltimore thing or if it's a Maryland thing. But I don't want to say it was Baltimore and then Silver Spring people come for me talk about something. No, it's not.
I don't even know what the Silver Spring is. I'm like, okay, I ain't gonna lie.
DMV, all that.
Of
that. So let's just say DMV, you should know what jaw like burr means. If you don't come to me.
Like, I don't know nothing about that.
Right, what do black people say? Don't get me lying now.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get me lying.
Don't get me lying in here. I don't know what that shit is. Like,
exactly.
I just said. So that was like when you went to, I think you say Maryland, like that's like in school,
mm-hmm.
You say? Okay. All right, for sure. It's jaw like bird.
And that's why everyone keeps getting sick because it's jaw like bird.
It's jaw
and
like
the next
bird.
Day it's not.
Oh, they thought it was jaw like bird, but it's really like mm-hmm. cold like bird.
Jaw like bird. Brie, what's up?
Jaw like bird.
Yes.
All right, for sure. Man, look, let's go hang into the goddamn situation. See if it's jaw like bird where they at. All right. Shit, y'all already know, man. These questions coming in from some folks on Reddit. Let's see who we got on this first one. All right, so we got a dude here, a male, 34, it's anonymous. Let's see what his situation looking like. So bro say, I broke up with my girlfriend 9 months over the weekend. She been very distant with me for over a month now. She all of a sudden hates to cuddle. Okay. Three word responses in text, unless the convo is directly about her. Also, she conceded. Never wants to talk on the phone. Always on her phone when we had time with just us together. She has a 2-year-old daughter, just very distant. When I told her through text, of course, because she didn't want to talk.
Wait.
I had this text.
Okay, so they clearly don't live together.
Yeah, like.
No, they can't live together.
I mean, they're 9 months in, like, you know.
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm
that.
Saying. That's a long time.
So, like, when I told her through text that I think she needs to figure herself out and I can't be in a relationship where I'm emotionally neglected on a 24/7 basis. All she said was, maybe we should go our separate ways. Haven't heard a word from her since.
Oh, she got her a whole new nigga. Can I say
that? What you think? You think she got a new one?
She got her whole new man. Okay. Oh, yeah. She has a whole new man.
It's y'all like birth. Shit. I'm gonna fucking around abusing them people.
You should.
I got a
partner
who hate when I say like shit like... I got a hit in Houston. Got saying some of this Houston mm-hmm. shit. He was like, "Bro, you from Louisiana? Don't be talking saying that shit." I fuck around and say, "Y'all
anyway.
Like bird, bro?" Like,
yep.
Y'all like bird. I seen that shit on your little podcast.
They're not gonna know what you talking about. Like they're bird, like, "Huh? Watch the podcast."
Thanks.
Yeah, you talking about some? She all of a sudden hates to cuddle. Three word response. Okay, that's strike number one and probably the biggest one. Like to cuddle, and then all of a sudden you hate to cuddle, you cuddling something else.
Oh, yeah, do say all of a sudden shit.
All of a sudden you don't like to cuddle. I didn't just not get cute, okay? My booty didn't just not get uncomfortable.
Wild.
Or he didn't get, you know, holdable. Like, you holding something else.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't no big cuddling person.
Like, that, but you started off not a cuddling person, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, and like, so I, that's, you know, something I that feel you, like I do that, like, the first little date cuddle. Like, you know, the first, but then after that, like, nah, I like to sleep. I like to sleep comfortable.
But,
like,
and that's fine. That's no problem. But we, as women, like to cuddle. Most of us, 8 out of 10 of us, I'll give you, okay, 7 out of 10.
Let's be clear, but like y'all to like cuddle. To cuddle because you want to be the little spoon. Let's be real.
I like the big spoon.
All about being cuddling is about being a little spoon. You did what you did? Like, you barely gonna be held on like somebody, barely like around their back. Like, I got you, man. Is that nice? You good? Like, what? No, you ain't doing
that.
So then
that's why we don't be the big spoon. Exactly. We don't ever appreciate our spooning
techniques.
Damn
that. Like, being a little spoon be nice shit. I'm fucking 6'6". Like, being a little spoon. I like the
you like to cut. Or she was trying to, if she didn't already start something with somebody else, then she was trying to do that thing where people want you to break up with them so that they feel like, oh, you broke, you, it was your decision not you. To, yeah.
I feel like she ain't shit just on the rail, like the whole joint, like they only been rocking like 9 months.
And how are we dating? And I gotta talk to you through text.
Yeah, like that part
that
right
work,
there.
Stink? Like, and you have a 2-year-old daughter and I accepted you and that little crotch monster? No. You better bring that ass here, boy, because what the fuck you mean?
It's a crazy ass part. Like, I don't know, like the... Yeah, cause I mean, I never dated nobody with kids. Nah, I ain't never dated nobody with kids.
I
didn't rock with somebody with kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we was rocking, but we wasn't dating.
Yeah,
but I don't date a lot either though.
I don't know. I think once I get to maybe his age, I will if I don't crotch monsters of my own, I'll reconsider dating someone with some. But I'm too young right now. But I guess 34. I can see why he was dating somebody that had children.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it'd be like
but
that.
Yeah, no, she moved on. Because when you have a child, you're going to do everything to make sure that child is set. So if you got a man already who's taking care of you, then, you know.
Because, I mean, I feel like even with her having a kid, she still ain't prioritized anything about him. Like,
exactly.
I feel like this is my biggest joke with it. Like, she ain't texting him back. Like, one just off dump. Like, we talking together? Like, if we in a relationship, you know, like, early on, shit, you might accept them little short texts because you still trying to see what it is. But it's like, motherfucker, I know you. You better talk to me normal. Like, nigga, we 9 months in.
And you have to, exactly, you got to set those boundaries from, like, before, too. Like, okay, if you working all day, I know you're not working all day, then you're going to text me in the morning. Hey, hope you have a good day. And then, okay, we'll talk at the end of the night. But if you just randomly, like, can't talk no more.
Yeah. And Patricia. Then Shawty didn't give no, like, her response to, like, them stop talking, like,
like,
oh,
okay.
Well, shit, I guess we should go to separate.
That's where I was really like, oh, no, she has another person already.
Oh, okay.
Because when we cheat and we do whatever we got to do, like, we emotionally do it first before we physically do it. We could physically cheat and it really don't be too much. But once our heart is somewhere else, it's dead.
You know, I'm a wholesome young gentleman myself, so I don't know nothing about that cheating.
Black men don't cheat. Black boys do.
Facts.
And the boys that like the boys. That's why they don't like the girls. Which we love everybody, but just say you like the boys. It's okay. Okay. Let's go on to the next one. So this person's name, this sir's name is Hedwad. He's out in Germany. He's around the 24, 25 age. So he said, I like a girl who's in a long distance relationship. She likes me too. And even she said she's getting feelings for me. I need advice. She loves her boyfriend too, but finds it difficult to either continue with him or move on with me. And she can't avoid not meeting me in a couple of days. What would you do if you were in my place? So I'm assuming they don't. Okay. I like a girl who is in a long-term. So her boyfriend already lived far. And so do you think they live in the same?
I mean, I'ma just assume the fact he say that she far, I'ma assume that he close to her. He a little bit close to her.
What would you
do? Might not be like right there. Cause he say that part, he say he can't avoid seeing a couple days, so they probably like close by, but like not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or that might just be like an event or something, like they might be having like something that's gonna pop off and he gonna pull up, she gonna pull up. But I think they closer than the relationship. I know that part. Whoever she in the relationship, they farther than
Definitely. Like on the other side of the world or something, which is fine. I mean, it's something you have to talk to her. Is she a monogamous type of person or is she a poly type of person? That has to be a very open relationship. Like, if you're going to be...
That's an open-ass response. Like,
if
the fact that
be
even
like,
went to your mind. Like, in my mind, I was just like, they're in a relationship.
Because I've been watching a lot of, like, different, like, just relationship kind of, like, things. And not everyone thinks that you're supposed to be with one person for the rest of your life. Like, most people don't, especially when it comes to thinking about men. Y'all are not monogamous by nature. Now, I mean, you choose. Now, y'all can, yeah, now y'all choose and y'all put in the work and y'all make the conscious decision to be monogamous, which is really, really good. But if we're looking at the nature of men and women, men are not supposed to be with one person. That's just not. It's just not what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you look at like animals and shit like that. Like, it ain't too many animals. Like, most of them just like, hey, shit, they stick and move.
It's not many that mate for life. It's just
a couple of, like, penguins is.
Penguins,
like,
that's the only thing I
was gonna say. Like, I think penguins, like, I ain't got shit up. Like, penguins be like, hey, look, this is my little
ass. So, I would say the first thing you gotta do is figure out if that's where her headspace is, because if it's not something she's ever thought about before, maybe that is something she wanna consider, because you can love one person that's all the way over there, but what's that person doing for you? I don't like, well, I could never see myself in a long distance relationship. Unless you're letting me date everybody else that's down here too.
Yeah.
Is what we gonna do. We just talked about cuddling.
Like, I wanna
go out extra to cuddle. Eat. I wanna go, well, I don't wanna go to the gym, but I wanna watch you go to the gym. I wanna do all of that. Like, why do
you
gonna
say, so he needs to go to the gym, but you just like, I'm gonna have a gym membership?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm gonna do the stairs.
Like,
while y'all, the Stairmaster. I'll put the treadmill on like model walk, and I'll just walk while you do your thing.
Oh, you kind of like,
do your thing.
I'm fucking being at the gym. You fuck around like, niggas, you dang yak. Damn, I'm tired of these stairs.
But it'll get her booty together. But yeah. Oh, and another thing I would say, if you are not strong-willed enough to have that conversation, because it can be a hard conversation.
You talking about for him to talk
to her? Yeah, I would say leave that alone.
But she vibing with him too, though. So she's vibing with
you,
but
whatever she does to you while she's in a relationship with this man, she gonna do to you while she's in a relationship with you.
Yeah.
So if she's so okay with clearly already having a long-distance relationship and having you, okay, she cut off that one long-distance relationship, but that's not stopping her from getting another one.
I mean, he might not be trying to.
And are you poly? Are you open to her?
I mean, he might just be trying to, you know, stick and move. I mean, but he, okay, but no, I don't know. When you start saying like and shit like that. But she said she love her boyfriend.
Oh.
So, like, she ain't just like rocking with her. So, she ain't really thinking about cutting him off.
He said she loves her boyfriend too. So, he thinks that she in love with him. That's already gotten that far. Ooh, damn.
Hold on. So, she love her boyfriend too, but finds it difficult to either continue with him or move on with me. She ain't shit, though. That's all I know. That's for sure. I know she ain't shit.
I would leave her alone.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
another one bites the dust.
That's a fact.
Another one bites the dust.
But yeah, like, I say, like, let Shawty, like, go. Like, don't even try to rock with that.
I wouldn't even try to do that.
Because she doing too much.
Yeah.
Like, unless you just trying to, like, yeah, that's what you trying to do. Like, hey, do your thing, thug. But just know she can't be the one. She don't need to be the one for you.
Keep your emotions not here. Snatch that shit off. You know when people been snatching the plates lately? Oh, you gotta get on TikTok.
I mean, I be on that, but like,
I know you're not on there because you don't really have an iPhone, so you're not getting the same.
We get like that ain't got shit. That ain't have nothing to do with nothing.
You're like, not getting
this is what I'm gonna have. I ain't never gonna get
iPhone.
You're
getting the Android quality too.
Like, look, you don't even know nothing about nothing. Like, oh, iPhone phones get on my nerves, so like, I don't even care to hear about it. Like, y'all mind? It's just like, I mean, it's a better phone because it's an iPhone. Like, but y'all should be trash sometimes. Like, y'all be getting old features. Like, oh, it's great. We had that like 5-6 years ago.
Okay, and ain't no one said nothing that y'all had it 5-6 years ago. So clearly, it wasn't that
man,
cool.
Man, that's like some. That's like that old. That's like one man's treasure type shit. Like we had it. It was cool. We played with it, and then y'all found it, and y'all like, ooh, piece of candy. Like, nah, we good. We already had the candy. We good. We threw that shit half eaten. Like, don't nobody want that. Like, y'all iPhone folks, like shit.
We just
iPhone cool, but I just don't want one. I guess like do your iPhone shit. I'm gonna keep over here Android thugging out.
Androiding.
Yeah, man. Plus, y'all can't, and then when you get iPhone shit, you gotta, like, iPhone shit, then and make you get other shit. Like, oh, I gotta get it. Like, you can't, like, y'all Apple Watch, you can't have shit but a fucking iPhone.
I can have that, though, and connect that to my Apple Watch.
Exactly.
To my iPhone.
But Apple on that bullshit.
So. No, it's exclusive.
Oh, my God.
Get with it or get lost.
See, that's why they get people right there. It's exclusive. It's exclusive player. Yeah, you ain't seen me.
And so is that bank account in the negatives after you buy it. But.
I'm minding my phone.
No, but y'all phones are coming in pretty expensive too. Y'all are coming in hot.
Be, I mean, I get it. I always get a nice phone. Yeah. I get it. Like, y'all I fuck with Google too. And they pixels and shit. Like, they be sleeping. I was going to get the other one. Shit, man, I ain't going to say it. I had got the other one, the brand new one they had. But, like, it was all right. Like, I was running. I was like, do I want to spend my money on this? Yeah. So I was like, my old phone. Like, this bitch still working. We straight. We straight.
10 plus max, whatever the hell I got, is still kicking. Yeah, I used to replace my phone every, like, year and a half. Every time.
Yeah, used to do, like, every 2 years.
Now that I'm paying for my own phone... Ooh, we just gonna hold on to this one until it.
It be like that, because on the cool, like it'd be like a handful of new features on the shit, and my shit like I'm straight with what I got
you
here.
You know
like,
what almost did get me to switch over? That one that opened up.
The flip shit.
Like y'all act like that's new. You said we act like things is new. Y'all act like that little flip phone is new. Y'all brought back
the
flip
shit.
Phone.
I ain't a lot of shit.
It
the
did
shit
look cool.
I don't know. Like I guess I'll be heavy on that tech shit. So I like you talking about the Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
Like this shit look.
Then you can fold it like this, like that. Oh. J15 is coming up. Anyways, so it's our Founders Day. It's on Saturday.
Oh,
you
text me happy pink Founders green Day. Stuff.
Mm-hmm. You can put a pink heart and a green heart.
Shout out to the AKs. I was gonna get the shade.
Today is technically the Delta's Founders Day, so shout out to the ladies of Delta's and Theta Sorority Incorporated too. I guess.
Shady.
Shout out.
That felt like a
love y'all.
That like a shout out or whatever. That felt like a hey, shout out to
I
them.
I can't like
whatever.
Him be like, oh, like J15 and not mention that I'm also saying it on J13. So I get y'all thing, but y'all was petty when you decided to be found on J13.
Okay. I ain't Greek at all. Like I ain't got nothing to say about all that. So, you know, do y'all thing.
Nah, you're gay. Okay.
Wait, shit. You ready to go ahead and go
to this
one?
I'm going to move on to the next segment, which is really exciting for me.
What we got right here?
We're going to talk about some dope businesses that we have out here in the Houston area, and then we'll be expanding a little bit later. But send us in all your businesses. We'll start off with the first one being the Pop-Up Collective. It's located on Westheimer near Highway 6, and it's home to small Black businesses here in Houston. They're really trying to help minority businesses expand from online to retail, connect with more of the community that wants to support them. Like, we're very big on shopping Black right now, and everything inside of the store is Black-owned, women-led. We have one Black guy in there that sells men's clothing, which is good.
Are you men's?
Mm-hmm. Men's is... It's a little men's stuff. We got,
Dang, what is you went all like humble, like, oh, no, man, what y'all talking about? Y'all need to go fuck with
y'all
the Pop-Up Collective.
Come pop
you heard
up.
My
we have
girl
a whole
Tony
bunch
out
of
here
stuff.
Running her shit.
Yes. I like to be the
big
silent
shit,
investor.
You out here chilling and shit. Now pop that big
shit. It's all my shit.
Goddamn, the Pop-Up Collective.
But no, I have, no, it's a Pop-Up. It's lit.
Dope shit in there, man.
Most definitely. And it's dope people in there. Like, as long, my biggest thing is supporting the Black community. We really should have Black Wall Street still. We should be competing and having... It's crazy that there's still so many first Black this.
Yeah,
or first Black
lie.
That.
I do be
that's
feeling
wild,
like that.
Right?
Because like, I was running with Killer the other day, like, talking about the fact, like, you know, how communities and shit, like, you know, some of the mindset be like, hey, you need to be... At least that's how I feel. Like, you know, being like, oh, we need to, like, everybody get together and some shit. But sometimes, like, the reality of it, hey, look, man, different cultures at different points. Just like you got like Chinatowns, you got Little Italy in places and shit like that. Man, that ain't nothing wrong with that
There's
shit. Especially
with
like how society is. You need to have an area
people.
Where your people thrive. Because if everywhere else you go, you fucked up. You need to have somewhere
exactly.
where you can build up together.
And it's not saying that we don't accept anybody else in. I'm very open to having all types of... My main purpose is focusing mainly on minorities because we don't have the same equal playing field. So... No, it's not like I'm just going to reject any white businesses, but y'all, this is just not y'all place. And I feel very confident saying that. I feel like I can say that because my business and I know what I created it for. And the purpose is for us. But yeah, you're right. We do need to pop our shit a little bit more. We do need to know more about other small businesses because once I started really shopping Black, like really just noticing, like, I really don't want, unless it's grocery store. Like, I have to go to a grocery store because... It's not a lot of Black-owned grocery stores out here. Like, I need food.
Yeah,
but
shit, we only got
that,
one. Like, the one we talked about the other week.
Y'all do have one up here, don't you?
Yeah, like, we talked about that on the first one. District Market Green.
District Market Green. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of my vendors is in two shops. She's in District Market Green, and she's in our shop, too. So, and that's a great thing. She was just online when I first met her. Now she's in two different stores.
What kind of stuff she do?
She has...
Like, you mostly like retail or like what
yeah,
are you
she has,
like for the most part?
So we have a bunch of everything. We have rose water, lingerie. We have natural hair care. We have designer handbags and accessories here and there. Jewelry, smoking accessories. We have a little, yeah, a little bit of everything. So, oh, I mean, herbal, I don't smoke, but... herbal accessories. But, you know, little CBDs. No, we ain't got none of that. But if you need something to smoke CBD out of, we got that. Yeah. but yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping that the next few years I can open up a second one. Maybe in that DMV kind of area. But for now, come to the Pop-Up Collective. We are in 15015 Westheimer Road, right next to Outliners Barbershop and Texas Rich Chiropractor. And check us out. We're there Tuesday through Sunday. Someone told me, we're here Tuesday through Sunday, and I gave them our store hours. They're going to say, why don't you just say you're not open on Monday?
Like, that shit sounds unprofessional. I'm just not open on Monday. Like, bitch, like, goddamn it. I'm trying to be professional. Yeah. Yeah. That part, like, niggas don't want you to be great. Exactly. Niggas don't want you to be great sometimes.
Oh,
like,
and if you see this before Valentine's Day, we're hosting a Valentine's Day singles speed dating event here in Houston. You come through, it's $20. You get some free drinks. We're going to be having live demonstrations. It is for couples. I know some couples out here are open. So... come with an open mind. Come with
I might have to see that in.
You don't have to participate in the speed dating event. It'll be other things to do. So, you know, just a nice little interactive kind of thing.
On Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I did it on Valentine's Day because, you know, singles, we be singling. And so on Valentine's Day, why don't we just all get together instead of single?
I ain't had no single Valentine's Day in a while.
I never have a single Valentine's Day. Right. I've never, like, been with somebody for Valentine's Day.
It's overrated. I don't even be doing too much. We ain't doing too much Valentine's Day.
You will this year, girl.
We both cooling.
You cooling. And now you got an extra ass little sister, and it's me.
Shit. Since your little sister is now.
I'm already sitting.
Wildin'. Goddamn feet rolling and shit. Man, look on ahead. But like you said, man, y'all be sure to tap in with the goddamn Pop-Up Collective. Yes.
And follow us on Instagram. We're at the Pop-Up Collective, period, HTX.
Show that. Mm-hmm. I bet. Let's get back with these situations. Yes. Let y'all know what it is. This motherfucker long.
It is.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm just looking at that.
Do you want some help?
Like, we might tag team that motherfucker right here. Like, shit.
Do like what they did back in the day, every other paragraph?
Yeah. Like, you be like hoping you get like the short one. Like, you like, ah, damn. Like,
you be counting.
Like, you fuck around counting, like, all right, fuck. Damn, shit.
That's a lot of fucking words.
Like, yeah, switch seats or some shit. Like, I don't want that one. Like, nigga, reading, looking at words,
I'm
like,
sick.
I don't feel good. Teacher, I don't, skip me.
I believe in you. You got this.
All right, for sure. All right, so look, we got a random, not a random shit, my bad. We got an anonymous one right here. 20-year-old female. I bet. So, Shadi say, I'm a part-time cashier drink maker at a boba spot. Shout out to that boba shit. I be liking that boba shit.
I like the boba, but not the actual boba balls.
You don't like the popping part? You don't like the bubbles?
The tapioca? Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Yeah. But you can make the actual drink, just don't put the tapioca in it.
I ain't never had it without it, but I don't be drinking boba often enough, so in my mind, it's like, I want the fullest.
It's like a, yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
when you don't have shit, like, I want all of it, all that shit in there. Like, I want everything.
I understand.
Yeah. But yeah, so shout out to say she a drink maker at a boba spot. I have been working there for almost 8 months now, and I would like to leave. Leave that motherfucker. Okay. The pay is $15 an hour. It's not direct deposit. Yeah, that's not direct deposit. I ain't got time to be dealing with checks and shit.
Oh, paychecks are annoying.
Yeah. Oh, no. All right, so look, I have to wait. I have to wait an additional week for my paycheck. Tips are not included. Most of my coworkers are college students, except for one. I am only working 3 days a week. It used to be 4, but he changed it. Here's what's been happening lately. All right, so last month I took some time off because I had to visit my family from a different state. When I came back, my manager's attitude had changed. One of my coworkers isn't treated as good as the rest of us. He's always getting yelled at because apparently he just stands around. I'm unsure of that statement because whenever I work with him, he'd always try his best to do stuff right. I tell him what to do sometimes. But you can tell that our boss is talking about him because he raises his voice. Not yelling. I know, right? Like, not yelling.
Yell back. We gotta start yelling back.
That'd be that fast. Like I ain't gonna lie. I done worked with some folks be getting talked to. Like I done heard, like, had some people like, oh shit, the manager said this to me or something like.
And I hear it, and they ain't talking to me like that. They know I'm not the one, because I would yell back. And I would write a letter.
You're the type of person who let for nothing. Right. I don't care about the job that much. I don't. You're talking to me crazy. Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, so bet. Mm-hmm. All right, so some of my coworkers are trying to leave, and I believe it's hard for them to leave because school reasons. Because they have a I guess, and because they have a close relationship to my boss. One of them told me that they will leave by the first week of January. The other one will do the same. Instead of our boss directly telling us I'm fucked up right here. All right, so instead of our boss directly telling us what to do, other coworkers will explain what to do. All right, my boss will talk in a different language. It just feels like everything is personal now. Sometimes my manager talks in a different tone, and my coworkers notice that. Bottom line, I don't know how to approach my manager that I will leave. I feel bad that almost everyone is going to quit, yet I don't want to be treated like that, nor do my coworkers want to be treated like that. Of course, ain't that what that mean? I even thought say OFC, that's a course, ain't it?
What?
It be like some of the shorthands, I don't be knowing this shit. I be like,
or a fucking young course.
I'm like, why y'all spell that shit like that? But that's like the AF, like what was it?
ASF?
Yeah, I'm like, why? It used to just be AF. Y'all got through the SNL for no fucking reason.
They just
like,
didn't want to put the last word. But because the first word is only two letters, it'd be lazy not to type that.
We was good doing it. It was AF like a motherfucker. No, it's just ASF. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? ASF? Where the S come from? Like, I dead ass used to be like, what the fuck is that S?
Ass fuck. Okay.
But yeah, I digress. Okay, of course, it's a fast-paced environment, but sometimes they rush us to complete the task instead of taking our time with it. I haven't told him my plans are leaving. Do I approach this issue in a professional way? Do I always tell him how I feel? Mm. I feel stuck. My counselor told me to write a 2 weeks notice and only tell him how I found a better job. It's not going to work out because of school. I'm very stuck on this, and I will let it leave soon without feeling guilty.
You want to take this first?
Should I go? Man, fuck that. I'll fuck let that you go job, first, man. Right. Fuck them people like that ass. Like all I'm like in my mind, cause I ain't never like. I didn't work one job where I stayed at, and like I wanted to leave. Like I ain't never stayed at a job. It was like I want to leave. Like if I wanted to leave, I left that motherfucker.
Right.
If I didn't leave and I wanted to leave, it was because I needed that motherfucking money.
Exactly.
But if she seemed like she ready to, she don't need the bread.
So I've had similar enough situations where I've always been like loyal to a job, I guess, where I don't really leave. I have been yelled at. Well, the bitch wasn't yelling at me, but she was yelling around me because she wasn't talking to me. She wasn't talking to me. But in that situation, I literally had to take it to the person above her and be like, hey, like, this is what happened at that meeting. It's completely irresponsible. It's completely unprofessional. It's completely yes, that, and the third. That she feels as though she can talk to a grown adult, whether you're an adult or not, doesn't matter. Mm. Someone who did not come out of her vagina, like, they came out of her vagina. That's wild. I don't understand why the older generation feels like they have to be so rough. Now, I don't know why you mentioned that your pay was 50. Baby, if that's a good job. I'm not going to hold you. 15 an hour is a good job, or... For a college student in this economy, that's not a bad pay.
I feel like the only thing I say, like, depend on where they at.
Where they're at,
like in California or some shit. Go ahead
and quit. But out here in Texas, that's livable.
Hell yeah.
So I would definitely say, one, say something to if the manager has a manager or corporate or wherever.
I think that's boss man.
And two, when you ask about writing a tube, fuck that. Do you know how many companies will fire you that same day you give them a 2 week notice and let you know that you're not? Now, I will say it is better to be fired than to quit. Because when you're fired, you can go on unemployment. When you quit, you cannot. So what I personally would and have done in personal jobs, I didn't want to be there no more. I just started being lazy as fuck. I made them fire me.
But you can, depending on how the shit is, they might not get.
Depending on what you do. Yeah, so you got to be real careful. You can't just be, I'm going to be late. So you see whatever this manager's ticking points are, whatever reasons he starts to yell and starts to do that, start doing that shit all the fucking time. Make him mad. Make him want to fire you and collect that unemployment. Get the fuck out of here. Don't stay nowhere you don't want to be. But also, I'm trying to figure out is if he's standing up for the other friend, the other coworker that he was saying is getting yelled at. Is that why everyone's like... Or does everyone just not want the manager to talk to them like that?
I think it's just like the environment shit in general. And then you also gotta put your foot down.
Oh, my bad, baby. My bad, girl. But you also gotta put your foot down. Just like we said, we don't go like that. I've had managers yell at me. I used to work at an atomic bottle, and it's two entrances, right? It's a sports bar.
Okay, it sounds like that when you say
like
it,
a sports
I was
bar.
Like,
yeah,
I
it's like a sports bar.
Sure.
And I used to be a host, so when you come in, it's one door here and one door there that lets people in. My boss thought he was going to berate me right there talking about something. You don't do your job right. You don't do da 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 da. While everyone's, mind you, it's people trying to come in on a Saturday to a popping ass sports bar. So I said, I'm not the one, two nor three. Put your foot down and keep it pushing. Because when you do put your foot down, if they really, really don't like it, guess what? They're going to fire you.
The question I'm really worried about is that she's loyal to her company. Small joint.
Yeah, but also she doesn't want them to fail.
It's her, and it seems like probably about three, four other motherfuckers.
But she also has to realize if you don't quit, guess what? They still leaving. So you're going to be stuck with this manager and whoever else doesn't feel strong enough to leave or strong enough to say anything. Mm-hmm. And all y'all are going to be 10 times more miserable than you are right now because it's no other barriers for the manager's anger. So get fired. Don't quit. Get fired.
I think Shawty trying to quit.
Or no. I would say, I guess the 2 weeks notice is a good idea because some people really do, a lot of companies really do tell you, okay, you could just not come back tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be like that. Depending upon the joint.
But
like,
if you're going to quit, fired. Yeah.
3 weeks after I gave a 2 weeks notice. 3 weeks after I gave a 2 weeks notice.
How was you still here?
Like, I didn't even want to fucking be there. I was ready to leave. I was trying to,
But that, they were trying to pay you. They were trying to do
you. They were trying to fuck me over. I told them I was leaving. They was like, oh, no, please stay. Like, all right, I'm fucking ready to go, though. I'm ready to leave. They were like, nah, just stay here. All right, fuck it, bet. Then like, all of a sudden get called in. Oh, you terminating me? Bitch, I was leaving. What the fuck? I'm only here because you asked me to stay here.
But they knew that you needed the unemployment. Did you file for unemployment when you got fired?
No, I got it. Well? I was right back to another job. I wanted to quit. I was trying to leave the motherfucker. But this is like, you trying to tarnish my shit. Like, what the fuck?
And in a panini, I would definitely say also make sure you have another job set up first before you leave that job.
Oh yeah, I feel like that's the big part. And I feel like with Shawty, like another thought I had, like with the case of her being like, you know, you don't want to leave the company, like leave them down bad. Mm-hmm. But honestly, if you somebody, like, you know, you want to support somebody, but part of like having a successful business is like being a good person. So understand, like, if don't nobody want to work for you, you ain't get like your business don't need to thrive because motherfuckers don't want to pull up to work for you. Like, why I want to come to this place?
And if your workers don't even enjoy it, why would customers? Yeah,
exactly.
And the thing is, people are going to realize when they don't have enough employees to make boba, like, and they're gonna start asking questions. So you know,
your bubble finna pop, sir.
Pop. Okay, let's go to the next one. Unknown gender, but they're from Indianapolis and they're 19 years old. Oh, baby, you got a long life. Sorry, let me read this. Okay. It says, it feels like modern dating is so needlessly competitive. The population is 50-50. No, it's not. And there's always people of both genders looking for someone. So then why does it seem like there are so many lonely people out there? It's not. To make matters worse, we live in a cheating culture now where people are just more disposable than ever. Bored of relationship, literally all you have to do is log on Tinder and you can find someone new in 5 minutes. Sorry for the short post, but I need to get this out of my thoughts and wanted to know what other people thought. Has anyone else struggled with this line of thinking before? Is it just a silent majority thing where where only the lonely people talk about how lonely they are? Is it accurate to assume this or do I just need to get out of my own head? So I would say, like, it's one, you're 19. So I'm only 25 and baby, we both got we still have a lot of loneliness left to keep it a stack. The population being 50-50 is not really 50-50. I do think there are a little bit more women than men or a little bit more men than women. But regardless, in most major cities like Indianapolis, where is that? Where is it at? Indiana? Indianapolis is like that's like the city, right? Like that's a heart.
Yeah,
of,
yeah, Indianapolis is exactly. Like
that's like a
bigger
city. So in big cities like that, New York, L.A., Houston, Atlanta, there's going to be more women than men. Which means, like I said before, men are not monogamous. In nature, they're just not. So you're going to be thinking, oh, everyone's cheating. Is it really cheating or does he enjoy polygamy? Does he?
I feel like, see, with that part, to me, it's cheating if it ain't clear. Because, like, ain't nothing wrong with being, like, if you're an open relationship.
I would say if it's not clear. Yeah, if you're an open relationship, that's cool.
Like, establish nothing, hey, look, we just rocking. But I feel like if you get with somebody and you like, hey, look,
you're trying to do something else. Yeah, that's 100%
cheating. And then now you
cheating.
Going and doing it behind my back.
But
that's cheating to me.
I don't
but
really
if we just
think.
Rocking,
oh, yeah.
Or like, or if it, even like, cause you know, like, ain't that wrong? With like, if you like, I'm about being into a one to one relationship. Yeah. But if you go into it with that one to one and then you go like get another one, you're cheating. If you go into it with like, hey, we rocking, but I'm about the open relationship shit. Mm-hmm. hey, look, bet, do your thing.
Do your thing, right.
But I feel like that's the only joint with that. Like, you got to be open about it. You got to be upfront with it.
You do got to be open about
it. People who doing that shit. And it's people who doing every, this somebody who do whatever your weird shit is, mm-hmm. or weird in your mind, because, I mean, everybody weird.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever your weird shit is, is somebody else doing that weird shit and going to do that weird shit with your ass.
What do they say? Don't yuck someone's yum.
I don't like know. That's I never like heard that one. When you said it, I was like,
when it comes
yuck,
to like
yum,
kinks and stuff like that, like what people like to do and what people love to do, don't yuck someone else's yum,
like foot fetishes and shit like that.
I personally don't engage in the touching of other people's feet, but if you want to touch my feet and put my feet in your mouth, that's fine.
Okay, because like you fucked me up, you was like, I was like, wow, you with that foot shit? All right.
I don't. Again, I'm not touching your crusty feet, but. My crusty feet could use a little rub. Have anyone struggled with this line of thinking? Of course, we all struggle with that. I think that's many single people's line of thinking, that we're kind of all like lonely and, oh my God, what's going on here? People don't ever want to try. People want to ask you what you're bringing to the table instead of getting to know you. It's just a lot.
When I was thinking, I was like, what a hoes.
See? And it's a lot of like,
I'm going to get another. This is another one. It's another one coming.
It's a lot of, you got to be honest with men from the jump and know your boundaries. Like, how confident are you in within yourself? I told this guy, he asked me, instead of asking me, what do I bring to the table? He asked me, what do you say? What do you think you're most valuable? Or what are your top values or something? Another way of saying what you bring to the table, shit like that. You know what I do when niggas ask me that question? I'm sitting down with them. I get up and I leave. I'm not answering that question. That is so dumb to me. And if that's a common enough question for you to ask, because you felt so comfortable to ask me before you even met me, I'm not even going to continue this. And you have to get to that point with yourself. Like, did that always happen? No. I've been on plenty of dates where I felt like I got to give them a laundry list of what makes me worthy of their love. Or some shit.
I ain't never had a date too much, but like I ain't really with that kind of joint. Like if I'm on a date with you, especially like some first joint,
yeah.
Like, shit, I don't give a fuck. Like whatever joint. Like if you want to feel, I feel like value. Mm-hmm. When you feel like somebody, man, look, you just gotta know that person.
That's just something you have to know.
Because you can just list out some shit. I do this, I do that. Like, bro, I don't want to hear that shit. Like if you meet somebody, if you know somebody, you gonna see what the fuck their value is.
You can ask that person that. I am a recruiter. Do you know how many people lie to me on a day to day basis about the shit that they think they can do in a job? And they can't do that shit, or they think they're gonna learn on the. No, you're just not qualified, and that's okay. But this ain't the job for you. That's not the nigga for you. That's not the bitch for you. Like, you just gotta go with your thing. And then, like I said, is it accurate to assume I need to get out of my head? You do need to get out of your head. You do need to get out of your house. You do need to go find what you like to do, which means you're gonna have to date them all, bitch. You're gonna have to date every single person that comes, the people you're not attracted to, the people you're overly attracted to. You're gonna have to figure out what you like. So that when the things that you don't like come at you, it's real quick, to the left. So that you're more open for the things that's actually for you.
I don't know about all that. I ain't got time to be dating everybody.
Date everybody. Well, okay. You don't, because y'all be paying for it, but we got time.
Shit. I mean, I don't know. Like, when I feel like if I'm like dating, I'm the type of dude, like, I'm gonna pay for that first joint, but I ain't finna pay. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't the type of dude who finna pay for every date. Once we get the rock, I ain't finna pay for, like, I don't expect you to pay for every day.
I'm
a gentleman, but I ain't finna stunt with
that
you. Like, I'm not that gentleman who like, oh, baby, I got your coat, I got this shit. Like, I ain't finna throw my coat on that puddle so you can...
Please don't throw your coat.
Walk around that puddle, nigga, it's cold too. Like, I'm getting rained on too, bitch. You better move. But like, so I'm the type of dude, like, the first day for sure, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do that. Like, I done been like, oh, we didn't win for that. Then after, like, oh, you know, you might have it, or you might pay for some other little part of something, like just going into a joint. Because I ain't the type of, I ain't gonna stunt, like... Obviously, you would have joints with like, okay, more female or more dude doing certain points. Mm-hmm. I feel like once you, if you dating for real, like not dating, well, you together, mm-hmm. you know, you can move a little bit differently. Yeah. Like, y'all might, you know, our finances to an extent.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't still too much like our finances. You, mm-hmm. you spending money, I'm spending money. Like, you gotta be careful and shit. But shit, like, I feel like if you, I'm gonna spend my bread, you gonna spend your bread. And like, cause I need to make sure, like, you ain't just, I ain't the type of dude who just be like, ah, babe, I'm finna take care of you. I'm finna, I got you, but you got me too, though? Like, a little bit? Like, cause
how
I feel
do you
like,
determine that?
How do I determine
like
that?
Like, if she got you too?
Shit, if she, you just show up. Like, if I need something, like, you got something, like, or if I'm short of some shit, or you can pull up with something, like, or mm-hmm. if I'm, like, late for something, you can, like, or like, if or, like, I done went to work or something, and I left something at the crib, mm-hmm. and you ain't working or something, mm-hmm. you can, like, oh, shit, babe, I'm gonna pull up with that. Like, you know, you can show up doing some shit, like whether it's bread or whatever. Cause I feel like even to the same point. My voice fucking me up.
It is. You need to get some water.
Yeah.
Drink some water.
What I want to say.
Milk.
But yeah, like if you, cause like to me, ain't shit wrong with being like a stay at home parent. I say parent, like whether it's mom, stay at home dad, whatever the fuck, or even like
my brother wanna be a stay at home parent. Cause
I ain't,
got,
I ain't a fan of like I personally am not for stay at home, but ain't shit wrong with it. Cause one, that's a full time job.
You're
like,
a modern this, adult,
but I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah. Like oh shit, this ain't even my story, but fuck it, I'm finna tell it. So my god, like got a coworker, got a partner, whatever at work. So bro, like in the situation, like it's like, hey, look, we rocking. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to be a stay at home mom, bet. Oh no, you finna like, you know, them chores or whatever shit that we used to split 50-50 or whatever like that. Like, no, that's all you.
It
that,
is.
That's all you right there. And I mean, I feel like that because like, if you at the house all day, like, expect like one, I just flat out you couldn't be at the house if you ain't got no kids, like. What you doing? Like, if you ain't making, you ain't making no money and you ain't taking care of nobody else, like that motherfucker, like that's like the motherfucker be like, oh, I want to be a stay at home, but we need to get a maid. We need what? What the fuck you doing? Like you ain't gonna make no money, but you finna spend all that? Like I can't rock with that. But as long as you like, that's why I say just long, as long as you bringing to the table, like as long as I feel like we bringing like 50-50 to the table, and that ain't financially. That's like what we bring into the table as a person is 50-50.
Yeah.
Like that's why I'm in a relationship. Yeah. So.
It's 100-100, but you know, but let him do
it. Oh, yeah. No. For sure. I'm with
no,
that.
No, I feel that. Like, that's very true. It just depends. So, like, depending on who I'm dating, it depends on how I move. So, like, there's been some guys where it's like, I don't even put my hand on my wallet. I've never put my hand on my wallet with them. Multiple, like, vacations, out. I've never touched, and if I do, it's a what are you doing?
I mean,
I think it's like a pride thing with them. And then there's other people where it's like, if on my first date, like I'll always, I know y'all be testing us, so I test y'all too, and I don't want to hear nothing about it. But anyways, if I like go to say on the first date, if I go to like reach my thing and you don't stop me, then in my head, I kind of already know this ain't gonna go very
far. But how the first date happened though? I mean, I feel like it depends
so,
on
but
how
that's
the first
the thing.
Date.
And that's why I'm talking about.
Oh, why you dating a balling ass motherfucker? Like, you fuck around. Like,
ain't
I
no balling nigga
joint.
Not gonna pay for everything.
Man, like, shit. If I'm like, what are you like? I don't know that whole joint. Like, I don't like to speak on celebrities like talking about. But like, if you like Pete Davidson and you with Kim Kardashian, like, nah, I'm gonna let you pay for that shit. Like,
well,
she's worth
different.
A billion fucking
but then,
dollars.
She is worth $1 billion. But I personally don't date, it's gonna sound wrong, kill me, I don't care. I don't date under me. So, like, I make a certain amount of money. Therefore, my preference is for him to be 1.5 times what I make. That's a minimum for me. Because I do want to live it. I don't want to, I mean, it's 50-50. Part of me is okay with working as a wife/mother.
Oh, so you
the
want
other part of me is like, baby, you want me to clean these clubs? I'll do that. Now, I agree with you. I don't really see the point if you are staying home as a mother to then have a house person and this, that, and third. Unless... y'all really balling, y'all the Carters.
If you got the bread for it.
Yeah, if you got the bread for it, that's
but
cool.
I ain't gonna lie, for me, also, like, I just like the idea, like, just, you know, I don't know, I like the idea, like, you know, you want to go out and do
you
some shit.
You
want
to be a
like,
power couple.
Yeah, I mean, that vibe, like, that's just my energy in my mind. Like, ain't nothing wrong with people doing it, but that's, like, where I be at with it.
I like that.
So is, as a single person, is you saying dating not competitive or what it is? I think we got
I would say dating is kind of competitive if you, I mean, it's, if you want to not be competitive or not, like you gotta realize everyone's dating everyone.
Yeah, I mean, really, because I feel like it's competitive. I feel like the tend, like I ain't really too crazy date with the you know, tenders and all that extra shit. But I feel like with them joints, you can, I don't know, like it's a lot of it, but you ain't really gotta be tapped in too much to it. I personally ain't too much for the whole what you call shit. I'm a more in person.
I hate
person.
It. I hate
like,
it.
I don't even shine
dating
crazy with text.
Yeah,
I shine in person. Like, you talk to me, we good.
Yeah.
But like with texting, you gotta interpret shit. You gotta be like, how they said that. Like, I ain't got time. I don't even know you. I don't know how you text. Like, so you gotta make that shit out. Like, I'm type of nigga. Like, look, I need to meet you. We going on a date tomorrow. So you gonna see what the fuck is hitting for.
And I'm gonna wrap this up like saying retweet. If I meet you today, I want to go on a date tomorrow. Stop asking me for my number before we go on a date. Stop asking me to do this and that. Plan a date. Let's go to Cidercade. Let's roller skate. Let's go to dinner. Like, let's do something.
Yeah, let's have some
tomorrow.
Find out.
What's not clicking, Steven? Okay, let's do the jams and joints.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, okay, okay. All right, so your boy got down, got these jams right here, got them shit jamming. Everybody finna hit y'all with the little music. Hey, man, look, I make sure y'all go tap in with these jams and joints. Everything we finna tell y'all about. I bet. So my jam this week, yeah, you already know. We got my motherfucking boy Prince.
I just burped. I'm sorry. I hope you couldn't hear it.
I was like
burping in my mouth and trying to like back
oh,
away.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh goddamn! Get away from the mic.
Wow. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Prince.
So I got Prince, and I want to say it's probably like my favorite Prince song. Like the Purple Ranger. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I know all Prince joint, but the Purple Ranger on my mm-hmm. shit. Plus, like the movie was stupid for me. Like yeah. I was a kid when I seen. I ain't gonna lie. When I seen, I think it's Apollonia shot. When I seen it getting the goddamn, what he told her in whatever the fuck he called that damn like Minnetonka or some shit. Like look at the leg, you know, like you know, look you young
so
nigga, like
ooh, yeah, and that made you so.
But
oh boy, what are we gonna do
I'm
with
just
you?
Saying that, like Purple Rain was my favorite movie. Probably just cause of her.
Just cause of her.
Like look, get in that water, take a dunk in Minnetonka. All right. Riding on that bike. All right. But yeah, so Prince, I Would Die For You. Man, that my shit. Like, man, I fuck around and get goddamn going. I ain't no dancing ass nigga with shit. I get to get this shit by myself, 1-2 in the goddamn mirror getting the fuck down.
That's good.
Only if you want me to.
Millie Rock to it.
Millie rocking the Prince. Oh my gosh.
No, it doesn't go.
Goddamn,
I tried, but it doesn't go.
Prince fuck around be like, hold on. Mm-mm. These niggas, I had Millie rocking some of my shit.
That was him coming to Bob's grave.
Yeah, that was I was like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But yeah, so man, that's my shit right there. That's that old school jam y'all need to go fuck with, man. That's that Prince, the King, I Would Die For You, man. That's a Purple Rain album joint. Play that shit. Mm-hmm.
And then my joint is Money by Rico Nasty and Flo Milli.
New joint.
I love Rico Nasty and I love Flo Milli. Rico Nasty is definitely like a rock rap kind of girl. If I could, I guess that's kind of really what I would say. She's screaming. Girl, right. She's like, she got a voice. She's screaming a little bit. But it's just like an inspirational song. I need money. I wear a size 7. Well, I wear a size 6. But, you know, listen to this song. Like, it's like when you sing songs like that, it's a manifestation that you're putting out into the world to bring back to you. And then I heard that I look like Flo Milli a little bit.
I ain't gonna lie to you. So, I ain't hip on either one of them. Like I done heard both of them names.
Yes. You probably heard Flo Milli a little bit more than Rico. Rico's been out longer.
I was like, I done heard Rico Nasty more. Shit, when I first heard it, I thought it was a dude. Like, yeah. Just the name sounded like a dude exactly. name. Like, who I was like, then I seen
but
like.
But she never really got her, references. Like, Ari Lennox or like, what's that other one? Like, Jhené Aiko. No, but she never got that break. Like, she's never gotten the Meg break. Like, she hasn't popped off yet, but people still know her, which is what I love. And yeah. I found out about her, again, because of Maryland. She's from
DMV from, like, that area. Mm-hmm. Is both of them from up that way?
No, Flo's from Cali. If not, maybe New York, but
Cali or New York.
Like, I don't know.
I
shit.
Mean, it could be from
don't
either
get,
coast.
Don't
like,
get me lying. Don't get me lying. Now that's what they say.
I'm
the African
you gonna go like
the
Cali
African
or Nevada or some shit. Like that motherfucker could be from
don't
Australia. Is it Africa?
She's not.
Know.
No, she, I said. Don't, I was about to say the African American urge to say. Don't get me lying.
Okay. Yeah. Like I don't know for sure, but mm-hmm. motherfucker. It's for some run up. The shit hard. That's the main point. The shit hard. The goddamn joint be banging.
And then DM me and tell me if you like it.
You gonna sing it?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah, just see what it's here for.
She got... I would be loud. I would have to like sink into my flow nasty. Ooh, that's a good flow nasty. Like...
That's how...
She screams, so I won't do it. Okay. I don't want to hurt.
But yeah, man. I'll tap in with that motherfucking new joint too, man. All right. Shit, man. I think we done went through all our
we
shit.
Went through everything. Okay. Look at us.
Hey, look, man. Y'all, man, look. Everybody who, we talked about y'all situations, man, and y'all listening in to the joint, man, let us know what it is. Like, let us know how y'all situation played out. If y'all listen to the shit we was talking about, who if shit, I think we most for the most part agree on most
same
of them.
Way. Yeah,
we
sort of
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, you know, just let
but
us
what
know.
What would you tell them? Like, what is your advice to that girl that thinks we're all lonely and about to die alone?
Hey, look, man, be like that sometimes.
We are, sis. We are. All
right. But look, so like I said, on these joints, these folks who we got from Reddit, like folks who were like cool with it. But shit, look, man, it's love. We can talk about your situation. You got some crazy shit going on, man. Send it in to us. You can hit us on Instagram, TikTok. That's where we heavy at. It's at Stick to the Cold Pod. You can hit the email. That's Stick to the Cold Podcast at Gmail. Or you can hit the Reddit. And that's just, I don't know how to say that shit on Reddit. I'm still trying to get the Reddit
stick
shit.
Stick to the code.
Yeah, stick to the code. And shit, look, man, be sure to follow us on the socials and shit. Your boy at AO Forever. And that's just AEO Forever, regular spelling. Aaron.
And I'm Tanisha with 5 A's. We're gonna
it's like Tanisha.
But that's how you say my like Tanisha. Like it's not an O. It's a Yeah.
That motherfucker got a little shoulder rock to
Yeah,
like that shit. Yeah, that's how that shit be.
I'm gonna dance.
Yeah, motherfucker just be fucking around typing in her shit. Tanisha.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's how you should feel when you type it in. That's me.
That's how I was the first time I said them. Tanisha.
Okay.
All right, look, man. If y'all fucking with us, man, make sure y'all, man, y'all rocking with us. Let somebody else know, man. Put your friends on us. Shit, hit us in the comments. Drop whatever, whether it's YouTube or I don't know, like the podcast shit got comments.
I think you could rate it.
Yo, for sure, man. Leave a motherfucking rating, man. And like I told y'all. Yes. 5 stars, man. 5, don't do none of that faux shit. No, 4. No, bullshit. 5 stars. If you love us, 5 stars. Or shut up. 5 stars or shut up. That's basically how I'm rocking. 5 stars or shut up. You hear me? And shit, look, man. You got anything else you want to say?
I think that's it.
All right, look, so, man, y'all already know, man, every episode I'm going to try to dip out on y'all with this little saying just to let y'all know how it is with the Stick to the Cold Podcast. Look, man, everybody has a different code. Just make sure yours is being real. Don't fake yourself. Embrace yourself. And when you do the math, just make sure you add it to 100. And whatever your code is, man, stick to it. You hear me?
Sweet.
Got this bitch, man.
Out.
Hey.
Tish.
Yeah.